Dude, another thing. I was at the courthouse paying tickets today. Like, yeah. I had a non-registration ticket, and I was in like right behind a dude with the tiniest feet. Like, it looked like he had bound his feet. Like, he was just like a geisha into foot binding. They were tiny, but he wasn't too short. He was just maybe a couple inches shorter than me. Is it maybe 5'9", something there like that? Yeah. But his feet were so small. I was just like, immediately, first thing that goes in your head is like the small feet, small cock kind of thing. And then I thought like, but no, proportionally, everything else seems normal on him but his feet. And then immediately I went to like the positive side of it, right? So like, if people see you have tiny, tiny feet, they're going to think small cock. Positive side, if you got a decent sized cock, it's going to be such a great surprise. Like, holy shit. You know, like sometimes like a dwarf, like if you watch like little people porn.
Yeah.
Don't say yeah like you know, dude.
Dude, I'm just saying, you don't know me.
These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. Some of them are Davids,
but most of us are Daves.
They all have their own hands, but they come from different moms.
Welcome to the Dave Podcast, Episode 10. This week we talk about David Attenborough with special guest Dave the Podcast.
We are the Daves he knows, he knows. We are the Daves he knows.
These are the Daves I know, I know.
We are the Daves he knows, he knows.
These are the Daves.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Dave Podcast. I'm the Green Korean.
I'm Octopus Caveman.
All right, dude. So David the Producer, who is the producer of the Unwritable Rant podcast with Juliet Miranda.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is an awesome show.
It is an awesome show, yeah.
But he brought to my attention yesterday something really cool. He let me know that Getting Fucked Up with Octopus Caveman is in the new and noteworthy section of iTunes for comedy.
No way.
Congratulations, buddy. You are fucking new and noteworthy.
Holy shit. How did that happen? That is nuts, man.
He let me know, and he's like, does OC know about this? And I said, I don't think so, but I'm going to bring it up tomorrow night when I talk to him.
How does that happen? An episode of that comes out like once every 3 months. Well, I'm stoked, man.
How cool is that?
It's all about the theme song. You know, we're going to get there eventually. You got to have a catchy theme song written by me. You guys reach out to me on Twitter. I'll write one for you. It'll just be Getting Fucked Up with Fill in the Blank Podcast. Oh, that's tremendous news.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you, David, for bringing that to our attention. That's awesome. Now, if you also, can work your... Huh?
Also, David has one of the best APIs on all of Twitter. He looks like he's out of the Matrix. It's suave as shit. He's chilling with like a whiskey glass and sunglasses on. It's badass. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's tremendous. It deserves an award. It's so good. That is the coolest news I've heard in a long time.
Yeah. So thanks, buddy, for bringing it to our attention. And if you could do something about getting the Dave Podcast new and noteworthy, we'd really appreciate it. So how's your week been, buddy?
It's been okay. I have like the weirdest thing to talk about. I was driving today and there was a car accident. Yeah. Like always. Like, I drive way too much and there's always car accidents. And everybody was slowing down and it was a 3-car fender bender. What was hilarious was that like the Prius, like one of the Priuses that was involved in it, it was like 2 Priuses and like a Mazda. But one of the Priuses had all of their airbags deployed for no reason. We're talking like the side panel window ones, like everything.
Huh.
But traffic slowed to a halt and we drove past. And I just thought, like, as a culture, after about 8 years, we decided we were over Jackie Chan, right? We talked about it on an episode. We're just like, Jackie Chan, we're done with you. Fucking do whatever. Go back to Hong Kong. Fuck you, Jackie Chan. But we see car accidents every day, and we're still not fucking over them. We still have to slow and stop and look at a fender bender.
Right?
Why are we not over them? Can car accidents become Jackie Chan already? And we just fucking whiz bang, just zoom right past them and just fuck them. Who cares? It's a fender bender. I've seen a billion. Who cares? Keep moving. If it's something interesting, stop. So like years ago, I was driving and it was like the worst stop and go traffic. And it was like an hour to get up where, like, you feel like you're waiting in line to see the accident.
Yeah.
I got up to see the accident, and two RVs had collided, and dishes and clothing and everything were exploded all over the highway. I slowed down, and I took my time, and I enjoyed that because it was remarkable. Yeah. But if you see two cars, and it's just a fender bender, keep fucking driving. I've seen two Priuses in a Mazda before in my life. There's nothing that's going to change my life about that. I mean, granted, this time there was a dude who was, like, dressed in a full-on dashiki, like he was, like, a Black Power dude from the 70s. But, like, not interesting enough for me to stop and take a look the way everybody else was.
I might slow down for that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
because wearing a dashiki in 90-degree weather, that's pretty impressive.
It is impressive. You know, if it was Throwback Thursday, I would have pulled over and taken a pic. But I was just like, fuck this. Why can't we be sick of car accidents? What is it about us as human beings?
Nice rant, buddy. Okay, so we got something really cool today, not to cut you short, but we have a very, very special guest for today's episode. For the listeners of the Dave podcast, if you didn't hear the Star Trek episode that we recorded, we ran across some guys who have a podcast called Dave the Podcast. And when we found that out, we sought them out and said, guys, you guys please got to come on the show. So here they are, Jim and Chris.
Hello, I'm Jim.
I'm Chris.
Those are our voices.
So, let's just clear the air here right away. Okay. I was like, if we can't get these guys on this show, they are going to be our nemesis. Ooh. I was just like if they're on, cool, we'll talk about it. We'll be best friends forever. They will be our sister podcast or brother podcast.
Thank you.
We're all bros, just, right? But if not, I was like, we are going to just dump on this podcast till the end of time.
I'm glad we got it because I'm kind of a pacifist. I don't think I can engage in warfare of that kind.
I was going to say, that's a huge jump from best bros to fuck that guy.
Dude, internet slander. I mean, come on. I'm an extreme person, right? I mean, we are either best bros or you are my worst enemy.
No
I'm
in between.
Yeah, that is how it works, man. You know,
man of action.
There we go. I mean, Jim plays the ukulele, for God's sake.
So I'm a man of action as well.
Yeah, there we go.
That's right. So do I.
Oh,
man.
Oh, really?
I guarantee you're way better than me.
I'm talking to Spock with a beard, and I'm Spock without a beard. Like, are you guys the evil us's, or are we the
evil? We're the evil them. Oh, hands down, we're the evil them.
Jim's got you saw a little bit of Jim. He's got a Grizzly Adams thing going. Yeah,
Rasputin. I've got a Rasputin thing going.
But like,
are we talking downstairs or on the face?
Well, you can't see, but our dicks are out. But
it's all connected at this point. So follow the trail.
Let's shave a maze into you just so we can follow the trail from your beard, and it'll just be an amazing maze that wraps around your body and swirls towards your dick.
Not that hairy yet. I'm getting there.
Can we go Pac-Man on you?
It's getting worse in my old age. That'd be great. A Pac-Man board on my back.
I wasn't talking about your back.
Oh.
Oh, nom, 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 nom.
Exactly. They got the idea.
Yeah, I like that, actually. It's good to have nom, nom associated with your genitalia. That usually ends well.
There, man.
There you go. Yeah. Do you mind us asking what it is? Because you said you had one. Now we have to know.
Yeah.
No, I just got nom, 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 nom.
Oh.
In a swirly around my penis. I mean, it's
like on the actual shaft?
Yes, yes.
That's commitment?
Yeah.
This is a lie for a joke, but holy shit, wouldn't a penis tattoo be the worst?
That would hurt really bad, I would imagine.
I know a couple of people who have, like, cock, just kind of, like, not implants, but just piercings, and they say it just hurts like balls. It's just so fucking painful.
I don't have any piercings.
It's for the sex. It's always for the sex. They don't just do it for, like, you know what? Love of the game. Like, it's never a thing.
What did you think sex was before that you had to get so much accoutrement attached to your genitalia to make it work like you thought it would in your mind?
Awful. Yeah, because sex is pretty good now.
I think it's just fine.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It would be better.
You guys, you've clearly never tried autoerotic asphyxiation. It'll make you just view like plain old boring vanilla sex. Is just like, what's his name from fucking NXS died for it. Michael Hutchins died for it. It must be amazing, right?
Yeah, and Kung Fu.
And so did Bill, whatever his name is.
Oh, David Carradine?
David Carradine. There's David. They're right
that
there.
That didn't happen. That didn't happen. We're rewriting history. David Carradine died in, he was in the middle of, like, saluting the American flag, and he had a coronary or something. Let's just change it.
He had a coronary fighting off 20 ninjas.
That's it. Perfect. Yeah. Yes. Let's rewrite history. David Carradine never died from that. That one's weird to me because Michael Hutchins was a young dude when he tried it. David Carradine, he had to have found out about that shit.
No,
in
he was
his
probably
40s,
doing it for
right?
He was probably doing it for years. He probably showed the guy from NXS how to do it.
Do you think he's like the kung fu episode? Yeah, he's like the Miyagi of jacking off while you choke yourself.
Probably.
Do you think he is the first one to figure it out? Just like, I was practicing kung fu moves on myself and I came.
Dude,
like,
really, do you think Miyagi? It was one of those? Really? No, you got to bring the Asians into this. Really?
Right,
come on, dude.
The fucking, I don't know, what's another
Yoda?
Go fucking Yoda, dude.
Okay, Yoda.
Yeah. David Carradine. David Carradine is the Yoda of choking himself while he jacks off. So he's solid. He had to have been the guy who discovered it, like in the 80s. He was I was cleaning my house, and lo and behold, I fell. The chandelier
got wrapped around my neck.
Next thing you know, I'm coming buckets, and it's fantastic. And then he's just sharing it with everybody.
That's his second kung fu. It's like wandering the land, telling everybody about this awesome way to jack off.
Okay, here is a real thing right now. If you can find a picture of Mike, to the listeners now, all of our listeners, all 12 of you. You fucking guys, listen up. If you can find a picture of David Carradine and Michael Hutchins together at some point, I will give you $100 of my own money the moment I get that. I want to see that picture of them at a party. It's like the Playboy Mansion, and they're just whispering in the back, because that is the moment where David Carradine told Michael Hutchins, like, hey, do you know if you choke yourself while you jack off, it's fucking fantastic.
Found it. $100.
Did you really?
No.
I can't even spell Hutchins. Sweet Lord.
Oh, Christ. I came up with a picture of David Carradine in the act, though. Don't look it up. Don't look it up, anybody.
Oh, yes, wait, no. I want to
look away.
The fourth picture is David Carradine, and the eighth picture is Michael Hutchins, I believe. Oh, no. Wait a minute. There's two pictures of David Carradine, so it doesn't make any sense.
And none of them have...
He can't die in the closet and on the bed at the same time.
Oh, fuck. I mean, listen, is this the one?
Get it away from me.
Is this it?
Yes, that one.
Do it. Oh, and there's just porn underneath as a related image. Oh, there's more dead people.
Oh, look.
Yeah, fuck.
I just have to add, I don't think we have to choose someone else besides Yoda, because I always imagined Yoda having some kind of cloaca.
Don't you always imagine when somebody is found dead while autoerotic asphyxiating?
Yeah.
Don't you always in your head just kind of think, like, man, I hope they finished, because that would be like a good way to go, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how I plan to go.
Prerequisite, right?
Yeah. If they don't finish, it's just the saddest way to go.
If you do, you get to heaven and God's like, dude, high five. You get the biggest high five ever in heaven, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be like the best one?
Like, God,
like in the
God
world of autoerotic asphyxia.
Like, you're God now. You're God now. Congratulations.
Yeah. In the world of autoerotic asphyxia, that's got to be the ultimate. That's,
small world, though.
That's the Oscar. Yeah. There's like four guys, and they have a VIP section in heaven where God just cruises by and high fives them on the
day. Yeah. Way to figure out life.
Yeah. He only high fives their weak hand, though.
Yeah.
He's not dumb.
No.
The meaning of life is just figuring out how to come while you die. He's like, I gave you 90 years, Grandpa.
If you could do that while you were drowning and or burning or whatever you do while you die, then it's straight ticket to heaven, man.
Oh, you know what?
Great way. If someone's about to shoot you, go, hold on, and whip it out and start jerking off and say, hold on, hold on, almost, hold on, and they'll just run away and you probably won't
even.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they'll probably shoot you before you shoot back, if you know what I'm saying.
And then you'll blind them, and they'll fire a stray bullet off somewhere else, and then you can run away with your pants around your ankles.
What would the headlines be if that happened? Just like a face full of cum saves a man. Like, he saves his own life. Like, could you imagine the headlines? They would have to dance around it, but you know they would make jokes. Like, a face full of ejaculate saved a bank from
the headlines would be ellipses. I don't even know ellipses. Ellipses. That'd be the headline.
You know, there would be just some producer arguing with like the FCC, just like, God damn it, this means numbers if we get to share.
You have to say the word cum.
You can put cum, C-O-M-E in the headline, but not cum, C-U-M. There's standards.
You know, in my mind, no. No, here's where I'm going in my mind. When James Cameron went down and took his submarine into the Titanic, in one closet, he found one guy with a belt around his neck and his cock in his hand.
That's the captain, right? That's what's going down with the ship means?
I haven't seen Titanic.
No, I'm just saying, if you know your days are numbered, you got minutes to live, that's your move.
Oh, I'm just picturing the whole violin
quartet. As you're watching the water rush down the hallway towards you.
I'm choosing the way I go out, damn it.
That's like freezing cold water, though. That just makes it a lot harder.
You know, I was thinking, I wonder if my mom will be able to listen to this episode of the Day of podcast that I was on.
Not anymore.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so let's bring the cum talk to a close, and we're going to go.
Put a pin in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll put a pin in it, and let's jump into some Dave news.
Joining us now here in Los Angeles, Dave. That's his name, Dave.
You know why I love the news? It's so topical.
All right, so David Lee Roth's complete No Holds Barbecue is now online. This is from ultimateclassicrock.com. And that is about all I have to say about this article. David Lee Roth made this thing, No Holds Barbecue, which, by the way, I'm sure he was super fucking stoked on himself when he came up with that title. It's stupid. It's stupid.
He just did a high kick like he does in that jump video.
Yep. You guys need to go to YouTube. You need to watch David Lee Roth's No Holds Barbecue right now because it is... All right. Few words. It is B1 and B2 because it is bananas in pajamas. It is absurd. It is nuts as fuck. It is so nuts. It opens with him doing karate in the streets to his own music. It's insane. But apparently this thing used to circulate in the bootleg market just on VHS copies. It is weirder than Weird Al. Oh boy, what else can I go? It is Almond Joy because it is nuts as fuck. It is bizarre. It is Biling because it is that fucked up. This is Mickey Rourke fucked up. This is insane. Wow. You guys, you need to watch this thing because it blew my fucking mind. Just my Dave news is just that David Lee Roth is being David Lee Roth and it's fantastic again. It's him doing karate, hanging out with a midget, partying with sexy girls. And then the craziest thing is he is comparing his film to Kurosawa. So
is he going to feed me or is he going to punch? What is going on in this video?
Well, we're also watching David Lee Roth, No Holds Barbecue 2.
Right. That is the one for some reason. Okay, it's up online now.
It's an hour and 21 minutes?
Yes. Oh, and guess what? It doesn't change. This is what he's doing with his Van Halen money.
I thought he would send me ribs in the mail. That's what I thought it was. I thought I can order his sauce or something. What the hell is this?
Jim is super pissed.
Keep watching, and eventually you'll make your own man sauce. I think that's the whole barbecue angle.
Is there dialogue? I don't have the volume up because I don't want to.
This looks like a skate video from like 98.
Yeah. I feel like Tony Hawk's going to do a kickflip over his head.
Some kids.
Here's the thing. There is occasional dialogue, and it's very similar to you remember the Panama like talking part where he's like, I reach down between my legs. And
God.
Seat back. And Right? She's running. So it's like that, but the dialogue is him talking about yoga and meditation, but so quietly in the mix that his music, like zippity bop, is just like way overpowering it. So he's talking about meditation while chilling with a midget in a sailor outfit. And he's just like, you ever meditate? And meanwhile, he's just like, I'll sit down.
There's a midget. Oh, yeah. There's a pirate.
Oh, my God.
Dave's No Holds Barbecue.
It is remarkable. It makes me wish that I did drugs still. I want to start doing drugs again just to watch this on drugs. That's how good this is.
That swords his dick now.
Like, I swear to God, if I met David Lee Roth in person, the first thing that I would say to him is, welcome to Earth.
This is amazing. I'm really pissed though. I thought he would like send me brisket in the mail or something.
Yeah, I thought that's what
that's what I thought it was when you first said
he's
barbecue.
Giving you the gift of amazement and boners for life. Like the no holds barbecue, that doesn't really work. It's no holds barred. No old barbecue. Like, I know he felt so clever when he
I just had a great movie idea. No holds barred. It's like Shakespeare doing kung fu, kicking everyone's ass.
That's brilliant.
Right. Yeah, I thought no holds barred trademark. Except with barbecue people. Like, this is the same concept, same thing. Just replace wrestling with barbecue.
The first half hour is a nice family barbecue, and then Shakespeare shows up and kicks everyone's ass.
Always.
And the children scream, why?
No. No holds barred is Shakespeare as a wrestler, but he doesn't hold, right? Because he's no holds barred, right?
He just
punches, kicks. He's a strike master. He just there goes for go. The striking. He's like ground and pound is for pussies, right? He's just like I got zero wrestling game. It's all about striking. No holds barred.
Well, okay, now there's women with boob windows and silver cat outfits.
Yeah, it's like
this. Yeah, I suggest everyone watch this.
It's like sexy. No, yeah, sexy, weird, futuristic Catwoman.
It'd be sexier if it wasn't creepy.
It'd be sexier if Dave Lee Roth wasn't in it.
But yeah, so it was posted up, taken down, and then somebody else, whoever has the video that you're watching, brilliantly posted it up again. So now it will live forever on the internet. So find it and be amazed and get hard to it. That's my Dave news.
Wow. Thank you, Billy Loves Rock 3 on YouTube.
My Dave news story comes from NME.com. Leonardo DiCaprio's Baywatch role was vetoed by David Hasselhoff. A young Leonardo DiCaprio apparently missed out on a role on Baywatch because David Hasselhoff feared the teenage actor would make him look too old. According to Michael Burke, one of the show's original producers, the 15-year-old DiCaprio was being lined up to play the son of Hasselhoff's character before the Hoff stepped in.
So he was going to be Hobie.
He was going to be Hobie. And then the Hoff said, no, Nobie.
Holy shit, Nobie. Hashtag Nobie, this fucking show. Oh, dude. Leonardo DiCaprio is the luckiest son of a bitch on the planet that he didn't end up Hobie, isn't he?
Oh, totally, because his career would have gone the way of Pamela Anderson and Gina Lee Nolan and David Jokicki.
Yeah.
Wow, it would have gone. Remembering all those names.
It would have gone the direction of Hobie. Who knows what Hobie's up to now?
Yeah.
He's following the way of David Carradine.
Hey, what do you got? What do you got for another news story?
All right. I've got some very creepy Dave news.
All right. Okay. You want me to do mine?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a quick one. The monkeys get animated in an exclusive video for You Bring the Summer.
Nice. That's a great album. I just listened to that earlier today.
I listened to a bit of that.
Me too.
So did we. It's fucking phenomenal, isn't it?
I love them. My mom was a big monkeys fan, so it was kind of monkeys and Beatles household.
Yeah.
And I always loved the monkeys. They're so great.
Wait, the monkeys and the who?
The Beatles. That was kind of like my parents, the old who? Record, the only...
No, not the Who.
Son of a...
The Beatles.
You just got pranked. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam,
bam. Vuvuzela.
All right. So the recently released Monkees album, Good Times, features sonically refurbished tracks from the band's vaults and a number of new tunes written by the likes of Weezer's Rivers Cuomo, Ben Gibbard from Def Cab for Cutie, and XTC's Andy Partridge, who penned the season-appropriate new single, You Bring This... Oh, by the way, this is from EW.com. Mm-hmm. The new single, You Bring the Summer. And they also have Davy Jones. They brought one of his tracks back for this album. So Davy Jones is on this album.
Nice.
It is phenomenal. It's like if you want to take a time machine back to the 60s but hear new 60s music, it's fucking great.
Yeah, that's what I felt. There was a while when I was probably a sophomore in high school and my parents had a shed in their backyard. It was my job over that summer to sand and repaint the whole thing white, and I had like this 2-album Best of the Monkees soundtrack just going the whole time.
Yeah.
So I kind of learned all these weird old Monkee songs.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, it's so good. And
it totally reminded me of that summer. That album was great.
It sounds like if they had this kind of recording equipment back in the 60s, this is how clean and good it would sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's, oh man, I listened to it all day today. It's just great. And by the way, what's up with Spotify? OC, you are a musician. You have albums. How the fuck do people make money off of Spotify? Because I bought this album. I bought this album.
You don't. You don't, period. Spotify, depending on the country, pays different rates. So in America, I make a tenth of a penny.
Jesus.
In the UK, I make 1/100th of a penny in the UK. So thank you, UK fans. So by the way, I take the fact that I have earned a whopping $100 in my entire music career as a giant compliment. Because
that's really impressive, actually.
Yeah, a shitload of people are listening to stuff because, yeah, a tenth of a penny. So listen to a song 10 times, and then that will be the equivalent of less than what you gave that bum last time you dropped change in his cup. And I thank you. That's how it works. It's bullshit. And that's why I sort of believe in people like Taylor Swift. Everybody's like, ah, she's so greedy. She hates Spotify or whatever. Like, no, it kind of sucks for everybody. It was better back in the day when you had iTunes. Back in the day with iTunes, people would make a purchase of a song. And for that 99 cents, I would get paid 75 cents. That's a decent cut. Nowadays, it doesn't matter. You might as well steal my music. You just nobody gives a fuck. It doesn't matter anymore. You have to pay you have to play live, and you have to sell merchandise, or you make zero from it.
Yeah, but it's kind of fucked up because I feel like a super old man for buying music to put on my iPod. But I want to listen to it wherever. I want to take it on the road with me. I don't have unlimited streaming on my phone. And I also want to make sure the artists get paid. But like people will bag on me, being like, tell me you should listen to Spotify. And I'm sitting here thinking, why? Why do people tell you that? I don't get it.
You know what? Fuck Spotify. Like I have a problem. I have a problem with it personally.
Yeah.
And it's that nobody makes anything. So you're going to give me a tenth of a penny. Great, somebody listened to my song, awesome, or whatever. There are people like Matt Pike. Matt Pike is a legend in the metal community. He's in Sleep. He's in High on Fire. He tours whenever he can. He's a great guy. Matt Pike has to be a construction worker for a living.
Fuck.
Wow. This is a guy who has millions of fans who will fill a theater with people there to see him. Sleep is one of the most influential stoner metal bands of all time. You ask a stoner metal fan, like, hey, what's your favorite band? I guarantee you Sleep and Dope Smoker will come up. You know, they are the Beatles of stoner metal. But this guy has to work a construction job because that's how it goes now. Well, you go to a show, you will buy his t-shirt for $20, and he'll make maybe $5 off of that if you factor it all in, right? So he had to make the t-shirt. He had to drive the t-shirt around. If you factor in all of the expenses, he doesn't make that much off of it. So there's just no money in music anymore. It just doesn't exist. Even these people that are legends work bullshit jobs just to get by. And could you imagine how embarrassing that must be to just, you know, be like a huge stoner metal fan and just happen to be walking by a construction site and just be like, holy shit, it's Matt Pike from Sleep and High on Fire. And he's just like hammering some shit into some other shit.
Well, I can't say I'm familiar with this guy, but I imagine I see this thing a lot with musicians where you get on in your career, especially when you get really popular, I guess, or famous within a community even probably. And the work goes down. You get famous, you get rich, you don't have to live in the real world too much anymore. And maybe you're not as inspired and close to your audience when you're up there like that. So maybe his music may be better because he has to go out and get a crappy job and live a human being life.
Yeah, there's no like
live a regular life. Yeah.
Right. That is a Charles.
He doesn't
Bukowski
get to sit
thing.
Up in his mansion and you know, pretend he's God all day and not have to do anything.
That's true. Charles Bukowski said the same thing, essentially, that just the moment you become successful, you become inaccessible because you're not living a real life, right? And then I think he also said that the minute the police like your stuff, kill yourself.
Yep, the minute the band police like your stuff, go kill yourself.
Yeah, yeah, fuck Sting.
I mean, great for him that a lot of people like it, but I wish that a guy that has a million fans could live doing whatever he does that gives him a million fans. You know what I mean?
You think he's like on a weird level, do you think he's happy or satisfied with what he's doing, or do you think he kind of wishes that same thing?
If he's a true musician, he still gets to do his music and perform and get that love from the audience. He
also I know for a fact that he's not happy doing those things.
Oh, shit.
No, there's a documentary about it, and you know, he's in two phenomenal giant bands in its genre. I mean, there are two bands that he is in that will fill theaters, and he is poor shit living in the middle of the California desert off of barely anything, barely scraping by so that he can continue to do his art.
Hmm. That is true. You hope he can get a little, I mean,
a little something.
Yeah. It'd be that if he could get by on like his music and like an Etsy store.
Yeah. Or can he Uber?
Oh, that'd be great. If he could
Uber. Weirdly, where he lives, I used to live, and there is no Uber available out there.
Really? Like it's, you can't even sign up for it. Like it's not something that's just,
wow, it's just not a thing that exists.
You I was going to say, he gets the corner of the market if there's no Uber out there. Right, yeah, it's all his.
No, Uber has gotten weird. I tried to sign up to drive for Uber, actually, because I was like, yeah, I'll fucking drive strangers around for money. But, they weren't having it with me.
You could just play the Dave podcast in the car the whole time going, huh?
That was promotion, you know? I was also just thinking of just, like, playing, like, Whale Song and just being like, and like burning patchouli and just being like super hippie and just like giving like them the chillest ride to wherever they're going.
You would be a hit in like most parts of LA and Hollywood.
Probably. The Silver Lake Uber King.
Oh, yeah, they would be like, the Whale Song was great, the patchouli was amazing, his dick out was a little weird.
We never got to where we wanted to go, actually.
Could you imagine? I just drop him off wherever I'm doing. Like, I'm finished. I'm done with you. Get out. Get out of my car.
Fuck out of my car. It's like you forget you're Ubering for a second. And you're like, you just find strangers in the back seat. Like, get the fuck out of my car. Like,
why are we in the Angeles National Forest? I wanted to go to Compton. What's going on?
First off, why would you want to? How scared would you be if you were sitting in an Uber and the driver just turned around to you and just went like, oh, are you still here?
Oh yeah, this guy. Oh geez, where's my head?
No matter the time distance, even if it was like 2 seconds, it would weird you out so much.
If I ever Ubered and I didn't kind of care about the safety or the psychology of my passengers, I would just kind of keep silent for most of the drive. Then maybe shut off the music, turn around, and go buy the ticket, take the ride, and then just gun it wherever the fuck I am. Just gun it.
Dive out of the car.
Oh yeah, dive out of the car. On your own.
Let it keep rolling.
Yeah,
I was thinking.
I would love to just be like diarrhea, and then just dive out of the car.
Gotta go, man.
I think I drive around in LA traffic all day for my job. I drive a truck locally, and so I think when I'm by myself in my truck, I do the weirdest shit. I sing weird songs. I just make up songs. I talk to myself. I have conversations I wish I had with other people. You know what I mean? I do that thing where kind of you go through your head and you correct yourself in past conversations.
It's like you're somebody else.
I'm worried I forget I was Ubering someone around in the back and start doing that again. Like I just start singing Gilbert and Sullivan songs really loud.
Which is also right? Super fucking
or,
creepy.
Or winning the argument I lost with my wife 2 weeks ago. You know, but in the car right now and go, oh, shit, this guy's behind me. And then he'd be the one ducking and rolling out of the car probably. That's why I don't Uber.
I think if I were an Uber driver, like as soon as they get in the car, you hear the click of the lock of the door. You start driving and I would sign up to be a salesperson for every product possible and just be like, hey, how are you looking for Tupperware? Do you like your long distance carrier?
Nice mix of timeshares.
While we drive, here's 40 insurance pamphlets.
Sir, keep your eyes on the road. Nope.
You know, I'm also a Mary Kay representative. You look like a summer. Try this.
Stoplight, stoplight, stoplight. Wait, did you see this picture?
That's what? Get Chris, damn it.
Well, no, because it's got his face in it, too.
Oh.
It's to describe it to you, it's literally a picture of David Carradine in what looks like those hotel closets that don't have like a door. It's just kind of like a rod.
Yeah.
Tied up, naked. Oh, damn it. I almost won $100. Never mind.
They're not together. They're next to each other.
I know the picture's almost. It's that one again.
I'm just going to play a happy tune. Can I show you? God fucking damn it. Chris!
No, it's not.
All right, all right.
It's not even a picture of anybody.
Jim, put your pictures away.
We got to do a Dave song. Give us a Dave song on the uke.
Well, hold on. Can you play? Okay, so that's it for the Dave news. So before we get into our featured Dave.
Our featured Dave is going to be like, David Attenborough, love you, buddy. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Can you play us? We have a theme song for our featured Dave. Can you play us into the featured Dave?
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
Oh, whatever. Whatever ditty you want
to
throw out.
I'm trying to listen to all your episodes. I'm trying to remember what the song was you played before
These Are the Days by 10,000 Maniacs. But anything that's just like, here comes a featured Dave.
Let me see here then.
Oh, so you want to sing over it?
No, I want
someone else to sing over. I can't sing. I'm terrible. I can't sing and play at the same time.
So we're going to have to match up Skype weirdness?
No, it'll work. It'll work.
All right.
Mike Chris will sing.
Wait, what am I singing?
Sing about the being the featured Dave.
Just say, here comes the featured Dave.
Okay.
Here comes the featured Dave. Here comes the featured Dave.
That's
beautiful.
That's our theme song for that forever now.
I started going with a tune I know, and then I just started throwing the chords together randomly to screw Chris up. So that was pretty good.
I'm gonna bombard you with David Carradine pictures.
Could we do a remix and maybe this time, Chris, throw in a couple N-words?
All right. This is gonna get me podcast famous.
So on the internet, you have to do it.
All right. This week, our featured Dave is David Attenborough, per the request of Dave the Podcast. What's the fascination, guys?
It was really me because I couldn't get a hold of Chris for a while, and when I was talking to the Green Korean, and
it's so weird.
It's just, I'm sorry because we're using our real names, and you guys have Octopus Caveman and the Green Korean, so it sounds like we're two normal guys talking to like super spies or something.
Yeah,
it's kind of what's going down.
Yeah, that's true.
Jim is both
anyway,
the Falcon.
I've been watching a lot of nature documentaries, and I didn't mean to, but they're all narrated by David Attenborough. So I kind of got in mind. I was looking him up. Interesting guy. So he was the Dave on my mind. I had a list, and then I came up with a bunch of better Daves after that. So
let's do one of those.
Fuck Attenborough. just looking up on his Wikipedia. This isn't me bragging that I know.
Dave's, these are all Dave's Dave's I love. Dave Brubeck.
That's a good one.
Ooh.
I love Dave.
Would have been way better. Okay, continue with your list of Daves that would have been better than Attenborough.
This one maybe about David Hyde Pierce. Like, he just popped into my mind. He kept coming to my mind.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great one.
Yeah, David, super spoony, effeminate, Frasier's brother. I get it.
David Ogden Steers.
Oh, dude.
David Cross.
God damn it. I love all of these better than the Dave you picked. You guys picked the worst Dave.
Also, I thought of, I imagine everyone around my age is a Python fan. Kay. Monty Python?
Yeah, we know who it is, yes.
So you could kind of get into it through David Frost, I guess. You could kind of just go, David Frost exists. He once worked with people who were in Monty Python, and then you could talk about Python if you wanted.
Right.
So that was like my backdoor Dave. To talk about something else.
If we ever have like a sexy podcast, let's call it Backdoor Dave.
So those all anal podcast. Just Backdoor Dave. We'll just only talk about butt stuff.
And but David Attenborough, you can talk about his brother who was in two of my favorite movies, The Great Escape and Jurassic Park.
Oh, Sir Richard.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and it's weird because like if you look at just stuff, he's arguably way more decorated than his brother. Here's what David Attenborough has in terms. This may mean nothing because these are all British titles. Member of the Order of Merit, Companion of Honor, Commander of the Royal Victorian Order, Commander of the Order of the British Empire, Fellow of the Royal Society, Fellow of the Linnean Society of London, Fellow of Zoological Society of London, Fellow of the Society of Antiquaries. That's a lot of shit. And he's still alive.
That's absolutely nothing. In America, you know what we'd call him?
Nope. Dave.
We'd call him fucking Dave. And we'd be like, welcome to America, Dave. And he'd be like, well, I have all of these badges. And we'd be like,
not even Dave, Sir Dave?
Yeah.
Chill out, Dave.
This is the first Dave episode ever where we've just spent the whole time not talking about him. And then when we do talk about him, just shit all over him.
I know he's listening. This is going to be the one. He's like, I've never listened to podcasts before.
No, Attenborough listens.
Right. He's waiting for that one podcast about him. And this is it.
I think he's probably like the, you know, the most altruistic man. And we're just, I feel real bad now. Achievements. He's got, you know. Again, most decorated, oldest famous Dave I could think of. Right. Is there any other older Daves that aren't dead?
I don't know, but let's talk about Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah. I do think
that doesn't even involve Dave.
His brother, I think Richard Attenborough in that movie, I think was really inspired by his brother in the character of John Hammond.
He's playing like his brother.
You're right. He kind of is, isn't he?
David Attenborough, I saw the story. He received a little piece of amber with an insect in it from like a beloved aunt or something. And that he went on and one of his first TV specials was based on that piece of amber. It was about other things that had been
trapped. That is hyperbole. In real life, it was not a piece of amber. It was a chunk of feces.
Yep. Oh. Here's feces with a like.
How
a
different would Jurassic Park have been if...
Not as magical?
If instead of... he had a hunk of shit on top of his cane.
Like, shake my head. No.
Just all of the, like, calm scenes of them, like, flying in the helicopter. If that thing was just, like, always under Ian Malcolm's nose and, like, everybody repulsed, that would be such a better movie. Just as, like, a hunk of shit.
It adds a whole nother layer to it. Just all the quiet scenes. Like, you still smell that? Yeah, it's over 1,000 years old.
Dino DNA!
There we go.
Plugging their noses in the theater.
I want that guy to narrate, like, the last bits of my life. The guy who narrates that Jurassic Park. Like, who's the black guy?
Morgan Freeman.
Thank you.
James Earl Jones.
Who's the black guy? Morgan Freeman. That's the response. This is the most racist podcast ever.
You know, with James Earl Jones.
The one black guy.
With the voice. The
James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Fuck Morgan Freeman and fuck Liev Schreiber if you're a fan of like the HBO sports. He's got a great voiceover, by the way.
He's a huge fan of Dave, so fuck you.
Gotta edit that out, guys.
I'm
afraid of him. I've seen that scary TV show he's on.
Dave Ronovan? Oh, Dave Ray Donovan.
Oh, I thought you were gonna talk about Taxi Cab Confessions.
The time when Liev Schreiber jacks off in the back of a taxi cab in New York. Solid.
So hot.
Yeah, but no, I would love the guy who narrates the attraction in the movie to like narrate my life, all my ups and downs, and my dad. That too.
You said the end of your life.
Okay, that too. At least if I'm dying, I want to put like a happy spin on it. So you're about to
go soon because there's someone else we'd like to harvest his organs for.
That's a little bit of like,
yeah, he would make it too happy. He'd be like, then he died of pancreatic cancer. You know, like he had poison DNA. Well, like the dino DNA guy is almost Huelhauser.
Yeah,
like they might as well have used Huelhauser to like, this is amazing. We're using dino DNA. Like it is almost spot on. Huelhauser.
Using him though would have proven that there was some expense that was held back.
If they used him, it would have been like, oh, they did this shit on a budget because Hugh will do anything.
You don't want anything in that park.
You know what?
I don't
know if you were filming me right on that one, but you know what, Louis? I think, you know, for the first time in my life, I think I won't go for a take two. Is that all right with you? And then Louis would start filming and be like, now what were we talking about? This is exciting. We're doing voiceover for our very own movie, Louis. So dinosaurs, they have DNA. So what you mean to tell me is that dinosaurs have DNA just like human beings do. Now, Steve.
I've got this box of rocks, and it's amazing. Does it have DNA? Because it's amazing.
Now. Why did you bring that with you?
I bring it everywhere.
All right.
So, you know, David Attenborough, he lived for a while, and then he died, the poor bastard.
He's alive. Here we have my penis. My is perhaps
Attenborough.
The most interesting penis we've seen today.
Oh my god, please talk about my dick in your ass. I have never heard an Attenborough
that's the weirdest request you've probably ever gotten.
I've been working on it. I've been driving around in my truck doing Attenborough for like 2 weeks.
Okay, well, talk about our podcast in your Attenborough, please.
This podcast here, as you can see, is one of the most interesting podcast species there is. Stop taking a picture of me, Christopher. I shall find but the large femur bone of an ancient extinct species and bludgeon you with it if you do. I got out of it because I started talking about killing people.
Oh, man. Talk about discovering a T-Rex boner.
Actually, I think they might have actually had a bone in their penis. Most things do.
Maybe. But, you know, not a boner, right?
Well, it helped. I think that's where we get the term boner for our erections, the fact that every other animal gets to have a bone inside their penis.
Oh, but break. You can still break your dick, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was about to say it's so hard. Because, and then I was going to continue, but then I'd stop because.
Come on.
Let's see. For the first time, these scientists have found, in their digging, a kind of dinosaur where it's quite obvious that they died having a massive erection. We don't know whether this grounds they found them in were perhaps a mating ground, or if he was just a randy bugger. These scientists have found an ancient belt fashioned of banana leaves. How they fashioned the belt out of their short, tiny, stubby arms, we may never know. They may have got a brontosaurus to make a belt for them. But if we were to look deeper, we should find the answers.
Holy fuck. That is so great, dude. You guys are my favorite. You guys,
yay, yeah. Someone's guys are my favorite. Favorite ever.
Yeah, you guys are the best. Now, Octopus Caveman wanted to have you guys actually do our show.
Oh, just do what you do, but yeah.
But our
it'd be good because
we have no
format at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like for whenever you guys are down for it, whenever you guys feel like it, just
pick a Dave.
Yeah, pick beer.
Yeah.
Someone else give us a Dave, and then we'll...
Ooh, what are we Dave the Dave pod? Their Dave podcast.
Yeah, that was the thing idea, actually, was like that you guys do an episode of our show, we do an episode of your show.
Okay, our show is pretty much your tangents away from any real topic. It's pretty much what our... And you have to talk about people we knew in high school sometimes.
So you're solid.
But please... Please
wait,
do
that's
it.
Not
as
a bad
the,
idea.
Be the free Friday episode of Dave.
Oh yeah, but we have to like start each podcast with like, "I wish I were," and then we go into the podcast.
Yes, we have to all pee in the same fountain.
Oh, you're going on that one movie.
Yeah.
Hey, OC, if we go do their show, I get to be Jim.
Ah, I got
damn it, the handsome one.
Oh, please, who's got a beard? The beardiest one has to be Jim.
All
damn
right.
It,
I got wavy hair though.
That makes me Jim. I got the waviest hair and the beardiest.
There you go.
Who's got the deeper butthole? You guys figure that out. Let us know. That'll be me.
Wait, why did you look?
My problem is you say that, and I have to, even though I don't want to. I have to start thinking about how you can measure that.
I mean, I
may be a yardstick somewhere. There's
guys,
a room there.
We gotta go.
Y'all hit an end, right?
Well, I'd say breadstick.
Fathoms. Yeah, breadstick, pool cue, something. You make notches with chalk.
Wait, deepest or widest? Because I think everyone has the same, like, hard limit, I would imagine.
I think you can alter in either direction. You could widen.
Be surprised, man. There's size queens that can go deep or hard or what you need.
I feel like it's our fault that it went like... I've listened to every episode of your podcast, and I don't feel like it's gotten this...
This is
really funny.
We've ruined the show. We've ruined the show. Yeah. Congratulations, you guys. You
show
did it.
Over. It was a good run.
Yeah.
It was a good run.
There can be only one.
It worked, Chris. Now we're the only Dave podcast.
Get all of their viewership. Yes.
You guys are hilarious.
Thank you.
This has been one of the most fun episodes we've done.
Now we have to live up to this. They're going to wonder what butthole they're going to talk about next week.
Yeah. All 12 of our listeners are going to come over to your show.
Yeah.
And the two girls from high school we know that were kind enough to let us know they listened once. They listened to you as well.
That was sweet. Yeah, especially with how short our podcast usually, like, this is the, like, we usually talk this long, but then Jim has to, like, go in and be, like, the editor.
I think the problem that we stopped doing it was our first record was maybe 3 or 4 hours. Yeah, almost 4 hours, and I cut it down to, like, 24 minutes. And I felt like that's what we had to do every time, so it just kept getting exhausting.
Well, like, do a live Double Dutch Rudder on the air. And we might be into that, you know, us listeners.
I'm not sure I know what that sounds like, a sexual move.
I think
it absolutely is. You know, it's the Dutch rudder. Like, you grab your cock and your friend moves your arm, right? You just double Dutch rudder, and and relay your experiences to us, the listener, and we'll see how it goes.
I feel like that's something you can do on a friend if you ever catch them jacking off. Just like be shocked for a split second, but then run and grab their hand and just move it real fast and then run out of the room.
Turn that situation around.
Exactly.
Make it a positive.
Yeah, I'm helping out as roomies.
I was about to say I was glad to call you friend, but now I'm glad to call you lover.
Yeah, I knew that one.
That's beautiful.
That's awesome.
Holy shit, I wish I hated you guys. I so do.
It would make life so much easier.
Yes, wouldn't it? It would just be like, fuck the other Dave show, but you guys are phenomenal, and I love you to death. Aww. And
we love you, too. I speak for Jim in this.
Yes, thing. Chris speaks for us both, unless he says something stupid.
Yeah, my dick is big enough for the both of you.
We just looked at each other in a weird moment of like.
I'm trying to think how I was. Again, I had to think, how would we both be able to utilize this dick at once? What would we be doing, the both of us, double to the B singular
chair?
Dick?
Double B-chair?
I think maybe hand job, but both hands gripped together in the handshake position.
All four hands?
Like, yes, just like solidarity. Let's give a four-handed BJ.
We'd like Voltron and then jerk you off.
Yes, a Voltron hand job. That's right. Yes. Or a Captain Planet hand job. I want you, as you place your hands on my dick, to name out like the element you represent. You'd be like,
as long as you scream, the power is yours when you climax.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Earth, wind, water, heart, the power is yours. And then you'll just have to go wash your hands.
Then we'll have to go wash your hands.
Are you guys going to be recording again?
Yeah, yeah, we recorded maybe 30 minutes to 45 before we got on with you. We're just sitting here and
shooting,
talking.
Again,
so I decided to record.
So that'll be our.
And we'll probably it kind of became a pregame, and then we may do a postgame after we're done here.
Yeah,
I hope it's you guys just dumping on us, just like, who the fuck do these people are stealing our name? These dicks, and then like the post game is just like, well, those guys were delightful, and I can't wait to jerk them off.
No, the post game is gonna be like, man, these guys like to talk about cum a lot. What's up with that?
That's why I feel bad. I feel like it's our fault because, like I said, I've heard them all, and it's all, I don't feel like it's ever gotten heard, like that.
So are they like very Mensa? Because you said you're in Mensa. And I'm like, oh, I just
no imagine. One ever swears, Chris.
Oh, fuck.
They speak. They always speak in a high class British accent.
God damn it!
I don't know what we did. We
We're
broke
horrible
them.
Americans. That's
we
what
broke
are.
Them.
Just horrible, horrible Americans.
Yeah. I like how
bags.
This episode's gonna. If you edit it though in a certain way, it
please
has
don't
peaks.
Edit this.
It has peaks and valleys like no other. We talk about God. Ooh. We talk about dying and meeting God.
Yeah.
In a very specific way.
We also talk about God giving you a high five if you autoerotic asphyxiate yourself.
We kind of talked about a famous naturist.
Kind of. And we also dumped our famous.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, is there anything that you want to promote? Like, you want to let our listeners know where they could find Dave the Podcast?
Yeah, where can they find us?
I think it's on iTunes and Stitcher. Mm-hmm. And SoundCloud right now.
We have a Facebook and a Twitter.
There's a Facebook page. Everything is Dave the Podcast on Twitter, Facebook. The name of the actual podcast to search for. That's probably best.
Cool, cool.
There's three episodes up on there. Hopefully we'll have one up again soon.
And I've listened to all the episodes. They're good. Dave approved.
Thank you.
Or Dave the Dave Podcast approved.
Yeah.
And you guys
put a little like a little stamp kind of on our image now. It says Dave approved.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you complete us. You guys are seriously good brothers. Thank you for coming on the show, man.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. And if you wanted to follow our Twitter account, you could find us at the Dave Podcast, but we won't follow you back because we only follow Dave's. But you can find me over at Green Korean One. You can find Octopus Caveman at Octopus Caveman. And our website is DavePodcast.com. Guys, thanks again so much for coming on the show and shooting the shit with us. I had a ball.
Thanks for having us.
It was a pleasure.
And would you guys mind closing out the show?
Sure.
Like sands through the hourglass, these are the Daves of our lives.
We are the Daves he knows, he knows. We are the Daves he knows.
These are the Daves I know, I know.
We are the Daves he knows.
Now these are the Daves.
Guys, thanks. Like, I'm so glad we finally met.
That was a lot of fun.
That was so much fun.
If anytime you guys want to come on, if you guys actually want to come on and do a legit David Attenborough because you guys spent the time to actually research, like,
well, one of us did.
A little bit. Honestly, after that, I'm like, I wish we did Dave Brubeck because he's the reason I like jazz now. So,
yeah, I'd be
or cool Ogden Stiers
doing like a real Dave. I think it's hilarious. We took the most boring Dave and never talked about him. So it would be funny if you guys came on and did a real Dave. But yeah,
MASH is my favorite TV show, so I can talk plenty about David Ogden Stiers.
Dude, I've seen every MASH so much. I love David Ogden Stiers.
He's also the clock in Beauty and the Beast, which is.
And was he the Martian Manhunter in that one?
He was the Martian Manhunter in that Justice League
pilot.
A live action you guys are a hilarious combo. I cannot wait to listen to your show.
Wait. He was the Martian Manhunter in the Hold on, give me one sec.
That's his alarm clock. That means the shit's going down.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought there was an actual puppy in danger.
He just kind of crushed
him. That's his dog. That usually means his wife's just come home.
Ah.
Yeah, or my house is being broken into.
Yeah.